Hello, you're listening to Mr. Clap Rocks with Debbie, Matt, Lauren, and Sarah. Today we're going to be talking about drinking and whether it should be lowered, remain the same, or if the age should be raised. So we're going to go around right now with Debbie. What do you think on this?
My stance on the issue as of right now is that I think that the drinking age should remain the same.
I personally think that the drinking age should be lowered to 18 or 19 years old. Lauren, what about you?
I agree with Matt because I feel that if kids can drive and kids can serve in the military, I don't see what's the big deal if you can drink.
Well, we're going to go into a debate about that later, but just
Sarah?
Your opinion.
What is Sarah's opinion?
What do you think?
I think it should remain the same.
Okay.
All right, so for those of you for our listeners out there who live in the United States, for all states, the legal drinking age is 21, and that is to buy and drink alcohol. And although it is not illegal, it isn't a constitutional law, but it's up to the state's decision. But if you lower the drinking age in specifics in any state, the government will take a lot of funding for like highways and like roads. So it's like if you don't have the drinking age at 21, you just lose a bunch of money. That's just a little quick fact. And as you may know, the United States is one of the fewer countries that the drinking age is relatively high compared to other countries in Europe and South America. Two countries that we'd like to focus on later in the show are England and Australia, and both of their drinking age is 18. What do you guys think about the drinking age being 18 in those countries?
I personally think that it should be 18, and the reasons why are because clearly you know that kids in high school, college, kids are going to be drinking, and whether it's a law, whether there's a drinking age or not, kids are still going to find a way to get the alcohol and abuse it. And kids go through all the trouble from fake IDs to having adults buy it for them. So if it's just going to be continuing to be a problem, then why?
Yeah, there's so many ways to like get around the law that I don't see. I feel like it would be less dangerous if the drinking age was lowered. Like less people would need to go out of their way to get it because it would be easier to get.
That's understandable. But first we'd like to bring up a few facts about the United States drinking in general. 80% of high school seniors said that they have had alcohol, and 50% of high school seniors have had alcohol in the past month, have admitted to having alcohol in the past month. 1 in 5 teenagers binge drink. Teen alcohol use kills about 6,000 people each year, more than all illegal drugs combined. And car crashes are the leading cause of death for teenagers, and one of those three are alcohol-related. And in 2008, 31% of car accidents involving young drivers were caused by drunk driving, and 1 in 3 teenagers have admitted to drinking and driving. So, obviously, it could be argued that teenagers are too immature to be able to handle alcohol. What do you guys think on your stance?
While you say that teenagers are not mature enough to handle alcohol, if they lowered the drinking age, then maybe it would teach maturity and they would have to be more responsible with their decisions and how they're going to use alcohol. Maybe it wouldn't be as abused if the drinking age was lowered.
I also agree with that because if the drinking age was 18, it wouldn't be as much as a thrill for people to get it because it's so much easier to, have.
Sarah, anything to add? No? Okay. Well, also, I was going to say that at the age of 18, there's many things that you could be doing at the age of 18 that are far worse than drinking. You can serve in the military, so theoretically, you can die for your country, but you're not old enough to have a drink.
I don't understand that.
I feel like that is probably, the most used reason why we should lower the drinking age. And I feel as if that, I feel, in my opinion, I don't think that reasoning is that strong to lower the drinking age. Because, a lot of studies have shown that 18-year-olds' brains aren't fully developed yet, and alcohol could just interfere with developing. Because I'm not sure about my fact, but I think it's about 22 to 25 years old is when your brain is fully developed. Or, I mean, something around there.
Well, do you have anything else on any further doctor research on the development?
As of right now, no. But I feel as if another huge kind of controversy with the idea of lowering the drinking age is the fact that if we have this trickle-down effect where progressively younger kids are starting to experience alcohol at a younger age. So if we change the drinking age to 18, from this trickle-down effect that I read a lot in articles, that would just probably make younger kids in elementary school and, like, middle schoolers be drinking alcohol at an early age. What do you guys think of that?
That's why it should stay the same.
Sarah's an advocate for keeping it the same. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, you may.
What do you think, if, say, potentially the drinking age was lowered, what do you think about the drinking and driving accidents? Would they go up or would they go down? Would they stay the same?
Personally, I think that they would go up because, like, all the information has shown that 1 in 3 teenagers have admitted to drinking and driving, and even kids in our school have been caught drinking and driving, and that's just... Imagine that, but kids being younger.
IW would have to disagree with that. I think that if the drinking age was 18, kids would be more responsible. You're like, now when you're out and you're with your friends or at a party or something and you're driving, but someone's pressuring you to drink, it's kind of more like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this, but yet it feels so right to do. And just because you're not allowed to, it makes you want to do it more. But I think that if the drinking age was lowered and it was permissible to do at the age of 18, then they would be more responsible and say, well, I can do this another time, anytime I want it now, so why do I need to pressure myself into doing this now and making a bad decision? I think it would teach responsibility and it would lead to less destructive decisions.
All right, I can see that. Lauren, what do you think?
I agree, because we're allowed to drive at 16, and you can get into so many automobile accidents, like, if you're not drinking. There's so much you could do while driving. You're driving at 16, 17, and, you know, technically you can't drink till 21, which, I mean, like, I know so many people who are already drinking, so I don't see what the big deal is if it's changed to 18, because I feel like people will get out of the bad habit of over-drinking or binge-drinking.
But don't you feel as if this whole trickling down effect that...
I don't agree with it.
You don't agree with it?
No.
No.
I don't think elementary kids are going to be drinking.
But I mean, no. I don't mean that, like, that elementary... But the fact that we even see it today, how maybe a few years ago, it was such a taboo subject to talk about, like a sophomore in high school having a beer. And now we're hearing stories about middle schoolers getting their stomach pumped. And you guys don't think that if we lowered the drinking age to 18 that
I think it's such, in our society, it's such a trend. It's such a trend to be like, oh, I'm going to a party, I'm going to drink. But I feel like if the age was lowered, people wouldn't take advantage of it as much because it's easier to get. You know, if you're 18, yeah, like, you're not going to abuse the power of being allowed to buy alcohol or drink alcohol because you can have it at 18. You're not waiting a couple more years.
But don't you think that if they do lower the age to get alcohol, wouldn't it be more accessible for minors? Because the age difference between a high schooler and an 18-year-old isn't... There are 18-year-olds in high school, so it'd be a lot more accessible for underage kids to get alcohol than if they know a 21-year-old.
But it's the same now. It's the same now. It's so accessible for high school students to get alcohol. Like,
there's the same amount of accessibility if you're in high school and you're not 18, or if the drinking age is lowered down to 18. Kids are still going to find a way to get it. Kids still find a way to get it today. It doesn't matter that the age is 21. There's still kids that have fake IDs, adults, they know friends in college that'll just get it for them. It really makes no difference. And just the fact if it was 18, it would be a lot less, there would be a lot less problems from it than as opposed to all the illegal ways that kids use to get the alcohol.
Well, okay, I agree with that. But with other, I have some more information about drinking. But there was a national poll taken in, well, obviously in the United States, but it was, they were asked about the idea of changing the drinking age to 18, which Lauren and Matt are advocating for. 77% of Americans, and I believe all these people were, the ages ranged from 18 to 50 or 60, 77 opposed to lowering it to 18, 22% approved to changing it, and 1% had no opinion on the matter. What do you guys think about that? Do you guys think, like, that the older you get, the more you kind of you're inclined to think that the drinking age should remain the same?
Well, I think the older you get, I think because once you're over the age of 21, it really doesn't matter to you anymore. Like,
yeah,
you don't care. You're not really thinking about the kids. But if you think back when you were in high school or when you were in college, gee, that would have been really useful because it's still going to happen anyway. So why not it be lowered? But again, it doesn't really matter if you're over the age of 21 because now you're legal. And I think that once you reach the age of 21, you're more mature than you were when you were 16 or 17 years old, and you've had your fun. You've lived through college.
Right. You don't need.
It's not as much of a thrill and a something you desire to do. So why not? Why would they have any opinion on whether it should be lowered?
Sarah, I mean, unless they have kids.
Sarah, do you think this poll is kind of biased? It was asked from 18 to 60 year olds whether or not they should change. Why do you think it's biased?
Because if you're asking a lot of people like older than, I mean, because if you're asking 18 year olds to 21, then they're the only ones that. Like,
it affects.
Yeah, because all the older people, like. But I also think it's different. If you're a parent, then you're going to have different views on it because you don't want your kids, like, doing that, especially if you're underage.
I believe it's 25 or 29 states have it in law that you are allowed to drink with the supervision of adults around. So, and then there's also religious purposes to be able to drink. But do you guys think that it's acceptable to have adult supervision even though you're under the age of 21, or do you guys think that they should just, well, obviously you guys think it should be lowered down, but what do you guys think?
Well, I think, Debbie, it's not illegal to consume alcohol under the age of 21. It's just illegal to purchase it.
Yeah.
There's nothing that says you're not allowed to drink. It's just the purchasing.
It's like, yeah.
But under supervision, that would be a lot better. But also, I think
are you sure that fact is true? Because
it's 25 or 29 states allow you to drink alcohol.
No. The fact that you can drink it, but you're not allowed to buy it.
Yeah, that's true. You're allowed to drink. There's something that says you can't drink. It's the age of purchasing alcohol that is the law.
Okay.
And public and drinking in public on like streets.
All right, well, I brought up earlier in the show about England and Australia. Their drinking age is 18, and obviously some people would be in favor of that. And then I'd like to focus a little bit more on England. About 460 deaths were caused by drivers that were over the alcohol limit, which was the lowest since records began, and that was in 2007. And then there was a further 1760 casualties and 12,261 slight casualties due to alcohol-related accidents. And Further accidents are caused by drivers who have drunk alcohol, but are not over the limit. And alcohol is a factor in a lot in death roads and figures, including drunk pedestrians. And in England, 1 in 5 teenagers admitted to drinking and driving, as opposed to 1 in 3 in the United States. And in 2008, 8,500 people had died from alcohol-related accidents, and about 3,000 of those were teenagers, compared to the 8,500.
And do you know any of the stats from here in the United States, the driving
death-related deaths? I believe 6,000 died from alcohol.
6,000 compared to 400 and what was it?
Alcohol killed 6,000 teenagers, and it killed 8,500 in England.
8,000 in England?
8,500, and it killed 6,000 in the United States.
Okay.
So, I feel that just kind of shows that if we lower the drinking age, teenagers will be less responsible with alcohol than 21-year-olds. I mean, that's over 2,000 people that's a lot of people who died from alcohol compared to the United States.
That is a lot of people, but again, if the drinking age is lowered there, and it's not as great an effect as you might think. You think that is lower, that it would be a large number more of casualties, but it's only 2,000. It's not like it's 30,000, not like 100,000. Then that would be a problem, and I would probably be saying keep the drinking age at 21. But it's not as big of a problem, and it's actually really, in the grand scheme of things, it's really a similar value.
I can see that. And then something I found interesting was that in the United States, our drinking age is 21. 1 in 3 teenagers admitted to drinking and driving, and in England, where the drinking age is 18, only 1 in 5 admitted. What do you guys think about that? To drinking and driving.
See, 1 in 5, that's not as high a ratio as 1 in 3.
Yeah.
So, there you go. I think that people will be more responsible. They're more responsible at the age of 18. With the drinking age of that, because now that they're allowed to, so they're not going to be as on edge about it and be as pressured to doing it when they have the luxury of doing it anytime they want.
I mean, I know people in England, and they say that the people like who are the teens there, they don't abuse the power to drink at 18. It's not a big deal. Like, you turn 18, oh, okay, cool. It's not as big of a deal here as, like, when you turn 21, people, like, go crazy. I don't know. I thought it was interesting.
I feel as if it's not really that I would say that 18-year-olds are more responsible than 21-year-olds. I'd probably say that England probably has a different way of teaching alcohol than the United States. I mean, the United States advocates don't drink and drive, and
it's drilled into our heads not to drink and drive.
Yeah, and it's like,
that's why I don't think it's a big deal if the drinking age was changed to 18, because people know, you grow up, like, they teach you in elementary school, don't get into a car if someone's drinking.
We're educated about that, and it's been all through our years of schooling.
People always make someone a designated driver. It's like in our society now, it's drilled into our heads.
But if it's so drilled inside of our heads, why are there still teenagers who drink and drive?
Well, I mean, there's always going to be accidents, no matter what the age is, and wherever you are, there's always going to be accidents. No one's ever going to be perfect.
Right.
But it happens, and the only thing you can do is try and be educated about it and try and work to prevent further accidents from happening. But at the same time, you're never going to be perfect, so it doesn't matter what the age is.
Sarah, what do you think?
She doesn't know what we're talking about. Sarah, anything to add?
No.
She's just not.
All right, well, we also took a poll in Schreiber High School, and 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th graders, and even some faculty members were asked, should the drinking age be lowered, remain the same or be raised, and all answers were kept confidential. 59.25% said that the age should be lowered. 54% said it should remain the same, and 9.25% said that the age should be raised. And of those who said
49%.
Oh wow, yeah, I meant 40. Yeah, which is I meant 31.5%, not 54%. That was I'm sorry. And of those who wanted to change to either lower or raise it, 0.9% said that the age should be changed to 17 or lower. 66.6% said that they should change it to 18. 0.9% said 19. 0.6% said 20. And over 21 came in at about 0.9%. So we can see from this trend that the majority of the school, if they thought it should be changed, it should change to 18, like you guys. 18. So what do you guys think? What do you guys think of the polls?
I would have to agree with that. And where I'm going with this is on the topic of college, and whether anyone wants to admit it or not, a majority of kids at college are going to drink, and a majority of them freshman year are going to be 17 or 18 years old, and whether it's permitted or not, it's going to happen. It's been happening. The age has been 21, and
read the disclaimer when you wrap it up.
Okay. And then one comment I'd like to bring up when I was taking this this poll, one senior and gave me a comment rather than a little tally on the poll, and she said that it's too late to change anything as of right now. And her opinion was that it doesn't even matter whether or not we want to change it, raise it, lower it. It's just too late to do anything now.
All right. And before we go, we're going to read our disclaimer to you. The program you are listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of the DJ and not necessarily those of WDOT or other WDOT station members. We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should listen. And yeah.
Thanks, Matt.
And thank you so much for listening. This has been Debbie O'Yarzin, Matt Cajopo, Sarah Rosen, and Lauren Michon, and we are signing off.